This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a grand roadshow last evening in Patna after inaugurating the new terminal building of Jayaprakash Narayan International Patna Airport and laying the foundation stone for the second airport of Patna at Bihta. The new terminal building at Patna Airport, constructed at a cost of around 1,200 crore rupees, is set to significantly enhance the airport's annual passenger handling capacity to 1 crore. The project of new civil enclave of Bihta Airport is worth over 1,410 crore rupees. Today, on the last leg of Bihar visit, Mr. Modi will visit Bikramganj in Rohtas district. He will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone for and dedicate multiple development projects worth over 50,000 crore rupees. As a demonstration of India's steadfast dedication to eradicating terrorism, the seven multi-party parliamentary delegations are engaged in high-level discussions during their official visits abroad. The all-party parliamentary delegation, led by NCP-SCP Supriya Sule, met with the leaders of African National Congress, led by Secretary-General Fikile Mabalula. Speaking to media, Mr. Mabalula said that South Africa has pledged solidarity with India in terms of engagement in the fight against terrorism.
Multi-party delegation from India. It is important for us to get that foremost important briefing because India is an important partner. So it is important that this briefing has come to us in terms of the current conflict and so on. We are all advocating for peace, but we abhor terror and terrorism in all its manifestations.
The Ministry of Home Affairs will hold the second civil defence exercise Operation Shield in all the districts, states and union territories adjoining the western border of the country tomorrow. The exercise will be held in order to augment the civil defence preparedness against the hostile attack. During the exercise, several contingencies will be practiced. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said that the relationship between India and New Zealand is expanding across various sectors. He made these remarks during a meeting with New Zealand's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Winston Peters in New Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jayashankar highlighted the success of New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon's recent visit to India, during which both nations initiated free trade agreement, FTA negotiations and signed several agreements. Militaries of India and Mongolia will participate in the bilateral exercise Nomadic Elephant from May 31st to June 13th to be held in Ulaanbaatar. The exercise is aimed at enhancing interoperability between the two forces. The Indian contingent, comprising 45 personnel, will be represented mainly by troops from a battalion of the Arunachal Scouts, the statement said. The Mongolian Armed Forces contingent, also comprising similar strength, will be represented by 150 Special Forces Unit, it said. Prasar Bharati Shared Audio Visuals for Broadcast and Dissemination, PB Shabd, has invited YouTubers, podcasters and video editors to register for its free services. PB Shabd is a go-to source for copyright-free, authentic and safe-to-use content. PB Shabd offers free authentic media assets for YouTubers and creators with no paywall and no risk. Approximately 900 illegal Bangladeshi nationals residing in Delhi have been identified and will be deported after proper verification. Delhi Special Commissioner of Police Crime Branch Devesh Chandra Srivastav today said the process of deporting undocumented migrants has gained momentum in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. Over the past 6 months, approximately 700 undocumented migrants in Delhi have been repatriated to Bangladesh under the Indian government's ongoing pushback strategy. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru stomped into the final of the tournament after beating table topper Punjab Kings by 8 wickets in the first qualifier in Chandigarh. Chasing a modest victory target of 102 runs set by Punjab Kings, Royal Challengers Bengaluru made 106 runs with a loss of 2 wickets in just 10 overs. Earlier sent into bat first, Punjab Kings were bundled out for just 101 runs in 14.1 overs. Gujarat Titans will take on Mumbai Indians in the eliminator this evening. The winning team of the eliminator will face Punjab Kings in the second qualifier on June 1st. And that is the end of this news bulletin.